Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Gary YouTube from Cultaholic Wrestling, joined once again by another Gary YouTube. And you might have already seen the video on the channel where we have put the ladies, or ladies who could be involved in, the 2022 Women's Royal Rumble match in a tier, depending on how likely they are to win the match itself. Well, guess what, everybody? We're here to do the men. Any thoughts before we get going?
Oh, I don't know what to expect, because unlike other years, I don't feel like there's too many front runners, so there could be a bottom heavy tier list is what I'm thinking.
The field is wide open, but once again, this is a tier that was already on the tier maker website. This is not a Cultaholic Wrestling production. If you disagree with anyone who was in that tier or left out that tier, complain to the person who made the tier. I'll save their name and identity in case someone weird's watching. Hit the intro. Right then, so the tiers in this already assembled tier, we have the best, very nice, all right, tolerable is back once again, and then get 'em gone is at the bottom. Why tolerable is there? I've got no idea.
Can you go through those again, please? They're not the usual. I'm confused.
Well, this is someone else's tier. It's not my tier.
Well, right, yeah. So the best.
Very nice, all right, tolerable, get 'em gone.
Okay, all right then.
And we're kicking things off with Tommaso Ciampa.
Oh, I was not expecting that. I mean, he's got to be bottom tier, hasn't he? I can think of a reason why he'd be second bottom, actually.
Go on, then.
He's recently lost the NXT Championship. He's still, you know, there's still some relevance because of that. He could come out. Has he been in a Rumble before? I know Gargano has and Adam Cole. He's bottom tier, Ross. I'm sorry, I can't think of a
I was going to say bottom tier as well, because he's made it very clear in the past that he has no intentions of being on the main roster for any stretch of time. Doesn't want the travel, doesn't want the lifestyle, probably doesn't want the ball ache that is dealing with creative on the main roster, I would assume. So I reckon bottom tier as well. I reckon he'll be there on Sunday, but I can't see him winning.
Oh, you think he'll be in it?
Oh, he's had a couple of main event matches, dyed his beard, not grey anymore. That means something. I don't know why, but it might do.
Fair enough. I don't think he'll even be in it, you know. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Do the main event matches not count anything for you? For you?
No. As in main event the programme? As in WWE main event?
The one no one watches.
No.
Fair enough. Right then. So, as I said, this isn't a Cultaholic Wrestling production. This tier was already on the Tier Maker website. Next up, we have Tyson Fury.
Oh, wow. I'd love it if Tyson Fury was in. After his stellar performance in Saudi Arabia, where he won, didn't he beat Braun Strowman?
Via countout, wasn't it? He went over the top rope and he couldn't get back in or something.
And then he no-sold his finisher. No, Tyson Fury's bottom, isn't he? But he recently teased a conflict with Francis Ngannou in the UFC. So he's opened a cross-promotion. He's done the wrestling before. I don't think he's going to be anywhere near this, unfortunately.
I'm glad you said the UFC there, because when you said Francis Ngannou, for some reason, my mind went to that fella who likes the trains.
Oh, yes. Yeah, on TikTok, yeah.
He's a bit different, him. I would like to see him and Tyson Fury have a fight. Yeah, I can't see Tyson Fury winning the Royal Rumble of 2022. Just to clarify, if you want to get this tier list yourself on the Tier Maker website, it's called 30 Most Likely Winners of the Men's Royal Rumble Match of 2022, and Tyson Fury is in there. And going from Fury, we head off to a Theory. Austin Theory, who I reckon has got to be quite high up. He's a dark horse this year.
Yeah, I think he's... he's a dark horse, but he's still horse enough to be... What am I even on about here? But he's second top tier for me. Second top. Just purely because of his affiliation with Vince McMahon. That's why. They're clearly interested in him. For how long, we don't know. And once Vince ends that storyline with him, will he fall down the card? Or will it have benefited him in the long run? I don't think he will win, but as you say, I think he's a dark horse. I think he's second top for me.
I think he's the favourite to last the longest in the match.
The Iron Man.
The Iron Man of the Rumble will be Austin Theory. Because I assume that Vince McMahon will be on the screen just before the match kicks off saying, I'll kill your parents.
Yeah.
I'll kill your parents, that is in English, or something like that. Yeah. Just because how weird it's been. Apparently they've got stock in him. It's weird seeing him emasculated and told off like he's a petulant child each and every week. How that will get the kids behind him, I've got no idea, because no one likes that when the granny goes, put your feet down off the sofa.
No.
No one likes that, do they? But there we go.
It's been the McMahon's method of getting people over for, millennia now, and it's never changed.
Thousands of years. But the fact is that he's with Vince McMahon, and that means he's got to be a dark horse.
Yes.
Next up, another rootin' tootin' cowboy, we have Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't know why he's a rootin' tootin' cowboy, but that's the phrase that came into my mind.
Am I mad for wanting to put him as high as second top tier with Austin Theory?
I was going to suggest the top.
Whoa!
It's still lingering, isn't it? It's still lingering. The rumours that it could be him versus Roman at WrestleMania. I know it's more likely to be him versus Roman versus Brock.
Yeah.
And Rock not even there.
But I can still see it. I mean, obviously, I don't know. Actually, I was going to say a point in his favour is the recent involvement, but he wasn't involved in a recent pay-per-view at all. The egg was there. I think... Yeah, I agree. It's definitely one of the top two, because even though we do, as you say, think that it's going to be Lesnar versus Roman, if they could get The Rock for this year's WrestleMania, if he turned around and went, yeah, I'll do it, I reckon they'd put the Lesnar thing on hold. And I think they'd get The Rock in straight away. But maybe The Rock next year, if they do ever get him.
That's the one definitely in still Hollywood, isn't it, next year?
Oh, is it? Oh.
That makes more sense than it. I reckon we'll go second tier, just because maybe it's there, maybe it's not there, who knows. But the fact that maybe Hollywood Mania next year keeps him out the best here. He's down into very nice. Next up, we have Bobby Lashley, who, of course, is taking on Brock Lesnar for the WWE title on the pay-per-view. I would assume that match would happen before the Men's Rumble. Ooh, I don't know. Maybe.
I think so,
You'd assume so anyway. But I reckon Bobby has got no chance of winning the Rumble.
After this Sunday,
his program with Brock will be done, and then we're off somewhere else for WrestleMania.
Without wanting to spoil what I assume is going to be a discussion later on in this tier list, do you think Bobby's got a chance of winning the WWE Championship?
I absolutely do. I think there's a chance that Roman might, you know, canoodle with Brock Lesnar's title.
Oh, okay.
Allowing Bobby to swoop in there for the win.
If Bobby beats Brock by hook or by crook, then he's not in the Rumble. Why would he want to be in the Rumble? He's already the champion. Unless he's Charlotte Flair.
He's his challenger.
No, I don't think he's got much of a chance. But because of the whole... just the involvement near the top of the card, I reckon he's not fully... what's the bottom one called? Get out of here. Get him gone. I don't think he's fully get him gone, but I think he's just above that.
You're going to put him in tolerable tier?
Yes, I think so, yes. The tiers don't really make sense.
Why tolerable is there for who's most likely? Oh, it's a tolerable prospect. Bobby Lashley winning the Rumble. I reckon, not bottom, but second bottom, just because of his involvement in that title match. Next up, we have a wild card. His name is Gable Steveson.
He's not bottom.
I reckon he could be pushing up in the middle all right tier.
I'd agree with that, just because it would be wild. He'd be like I think he'd probably be the biggest surprise Rumble winner ever, but that doesn't mean he's as unlikely as some others that we've talked about already.
I would quite like it, just because we've never really had that win from left field.
Mm-hmm.
That person that nobody anticipated to win. Who is the most unanticipated winner ever? Is it Rey Mysterio, maybe? Nah.
Maybe, but it was kind of set up for it, wasn't it? He came in at number two. Maybe, just apart from like surprise returns like Cena and Edge, Del Rio was like an upper mid carder, but again, it's not a surprise. And Sheamus, but they're not like totally out of the blue, are they?
No.
I don't know if there's ever been one.
But it'll be interesting to see what he does this year. You'd assume he'd make his debut at some point this year. Maybe the Rumble is a little bit too soon in his development.
Maybe.
Next up, we have Edge. who, of course, is in a mixed tag team match against The Miz and Maryse alongside his wife, Betty Phoenix. Is he going to be in the Rumble just because of that match?
I don't think so, just because he's been in the past two, and he's kind of stolen the show at both, one for his return and then the next one for winning it. Yeah. I was surprised that Edge won last year's one, so I'd be even more surprised if he won two on the bounce, especially, as you say, if he's already involved in another feud. He might be in it. He might be in it, but I don't think he'll win.
I think he's going to lose to Miz and Maryse, I think, on Sunday, if I'm going to sit here now.
Do you think they'll set up a bigger showdown at WrestleMania?
Yeah, maybe inside of a cage or something like that. I don't know, but I don't think Edge has got a single hope in hell of winning the Rumble, so I'm going to go for Get Him Gone.
I think so as well, yeah.
On a similar tier to Tyson Fury. Yes. Now we have AJ Styles, who maybe is a darker horse than Austin Theory, and I mean that in terms of he's more likely to win, but he's not one of the front runners, if that makes any sense.
I tell you what, I was looking at the odds for the Royal Rumble on Sky Bet, and I was surprised to see that AJ Styles was like the third or fourth favourite as we stand currently. Mm. I don't understand why. I think he's got less of a chance than that. He was like fourth or something. He was on the same odds, I think, as Omos. And I was thinking, well, AJ's just come out worse in that breakup. And he's more involved with... He was recently on NXT. I don't think he's got much of a chance. Why do you think that he's being talked about as one of the frontrunners? Just a lack of other options?
Yeah, maybe because maybe Brock was going to stay with the title on one side and Roman's got the title on the other side, and he could challenge Roman maybe at WrestleMania. Because, you see, he's the phenomenal one, isn't he? He's the only one who could maybe beat Roman, apart from Rollins.
Or if they do go for Roman versus Brock, and that means that one of the titles goes to, like, Lashley or somebody, then AJ could have a big singles match with someone at WrestleMania. But it feels like it's been quite a long time since he's been in the main event scene.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's likely at all. Second bottom, or even maybe bottom. Maybe not bottom. Maybe
we'll
second
go the,
bottom.
We'll tier. Go tolerable tier, because I think he's an outsider as well. But there we go. He's a tolerable winner, potentially. I don't know. Randy Orton.
Just by virtue of being Randy Orton, middle, I'd say. Just because it's Randy Orton. They often just have Randy Orton win a Money in the Bank or a Royal Rumble, don't they, when they need to.
2017 was a shock.
Yes, that was a shock, yeah.
And then by the time WrestleMania came around, it was like, oh yeah, maybe yeah.
Yeah, I think... I don't want to put him too low, because occasionally WWE remember that he's Randy Orton and they think, oh, he's always popular. So,
is there a tag team title match announced for this weekend? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know.
They aren't even the champions anymore, Ross, you silly bastard.
No, but they're if they can pass Alpha Academy's mental challenge tonight as we record this video,
yes,
then they will get a rematch. So they could be
probably on the kickoff show, I'd imagine. But that gives Randy Orton plenty of time to rest up and then win the Rumble from absolutely nowhere. Big E, who I think's got to be one of the favourites, surely. Is it too simplistic to think that maybe Bobby could win the title from Brock thanks to Roman, and then Bobby defends the title against Big E?
I think that if they are going to do what we maybe suspect, which is have Lesnar lose to Bobby and then set up the match with Roman, then Big E has to be the most natural challenger for Bobby Lashley, because it feels like he never got his... They never tied up that loose end of him losing the title. But is that deliberate to keep us wanting Big E to win the belt, or have WWE just lost interest in Big E? It's hard to tell.
It could be either. But I reckon out of every single name we've had so far, Austin Theory being the most likely to win, alongside Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Big E's got to be a tier above Austin Theory.
Go on then. Go
He's
on.
In the best.
I'd have him on the same tier, but I'll let you... But no, go yeah, go for it, yeah.
He's in there. Right then. So remember, this is not made by Cultaholic Wrestling. Next up, we have Braun Strowman.
It's not bin. It's not bottom. It's not bottom.
What?
Ross.
Really?
It's not bottom. I don't know.
It's horrible to you.
I know he's been turning up elsewhere. But honestly, I think all my brain did there was go, Braun Strowman, big guy. How can anybody eliminate Braun Strowman from the Royal Rumble? Yeah, he's probably bottom tier, isn't he? But he'd be a surprise if he came in. Everyone would pop. It would be huge.
Well, yeah, everyone likes Braun. I assume everyone still likes Braun Strowman. And of course, they have been asking people to come back. The Iconics apparently turned them down. Mickey James is going to be there for the Women's Royal Rumble. So maybe they have been going back.
You know what? I was about to say it's probably been too soon since they released Strowman to ask him back. But then you're right. They asked the Iconics reportedly. So I think I think that saves him. I think that saves him from the bottom tier. Yes,
into terrible tier.
Yes,
the best tier. Bron Breakker, who? Well, if you're watching this, you're interested in the Rumble, and the news today that me and Tom did this morning on Monday is that Bron Breakker and another NXT name, which I won't say unless he comes up in the rest of this tier list, is going to be there in St. Louis on Sunday and could indeed be a part of the match.
Now, if you've said that you think Austin Theory is going to be the Iron Man of the Rumble, then I think Bron Breakker could be the one with the most eliminations. Especially if Lesnar's not in the Rumble. If Lesnar is, then there could be a toss up. But Bron Breakker, he's an outside chance, I think, because you'd think it would be too soon to have him win a Royal Rumble, and I do think he won't win. But if he did, I think it would be good, and they really do want to push him quickly as well. He's already NXT champion, so I think he's middle tier.
I was going to say very nice, the second tier, just because we saw in the past when NXT took on AEW on the original Wednesday Night Wars, that was definitely a real war. They had NXT look very, very strong indeed at Survivor Series, just to try and say to people, hey, look at them, they're good there.
Yeah.
So what better way to prove that NXT 2.0 is fantastic than to have the NXT champion win the Men's Rumble?
Yeah, go on then.
That'd
be
a good advert for it. Makes sense in my head, at least. Roman Reigns is on here. I don't think he'll be in the match.
No, I don't think so either. I think when we come to talk about... I'm assuming Lesnar's on here. When we come to talk about Lesnar...
Is Lesnar on here?
If he's not, then that's...
He is on here.
Oh, thank God. When we come to talk about Lesnar, it's a similar story to Roman. He'd have to lose his title and then enter the Rumble in the same night. He'd have to...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You'd have to do a Becky Lynch, although did she lose her title or just not win her match? But either way.
Asuka tapped her out, didn't she? Is that the one?
Yeah, I just can't remember who was the champion going into that match.
I can't remember.
But I think that If Roman somehow loses, then yes, he's top tier. But you're right; I can't see him losing purely because they've been building up this whole like he can't beat Seth for him to beat Seth, and because his reign's been so dominant and so long, I don't think they'd break it now.
Not at all. So bottom tier, get him gone.
No, not bottom. Not bottom. Second maybe.
Tolerable.
Second.
So we're putting Brock Lesnar in tolerable as well.
No. Not Lesnar. We'll get the. Is he next?
We might as well do him next while we're here speaking about him.
Brock Lesnar's my pick to win. I think he's top.
Ooh,
top tier.
Do you reckon he'll lose his title then win the Rumble?
I do, yeah. I just can't work out the first step of that. Like, how is he going to lose? Did you say that you think Roman might cost him?
Roman could get involved and then just make sure he has the match against him. But then, I don't know, would that dilute the match against Rollins? Who knows?
Heyman could betray him. If he's a silly billy, if he's a silly man.
He's only just flip-flop back to Brock, hadn't he? He wouldn't leave him already, would he?
But they had that little moment where Roman was like, don't talk to him that way.
I can see Brock Lesnar. It depends which title match comes first, I think, in terms of which man could do that role. But I could see both men that being Brock and Roman doing that role. So I'll stick Brock in the top. Why the hell not?
I think so. He's definitely my pick to win the Rumble.
Because how furious would Roman Reigns have to be to work twice in one night?
Yeah.
The Tribal Chief is even lazier than Brock Lesnar. Well, not lazier. You know, he picks his spots more, I should say.
Yeah.
Cesaro.
No, not Cesaro. Is he bottom as well? Is he not even tolerable? Is he bottom tier?
He's got to get him going, isn't he? He's in no man's land again, isn't he?
Yeah.
Which is a shame after last spring.
The only chance would be if Vince saw footage of him eliminating the Big Show from the Andre Battle Royal and then going, who's this guy? Wow, and thinking he's a new up-and-comer. Yeah. That's the only way.
Drew McIntyre. Who is? I don't know what his injury status is as we're sat here right now on whatever date it is. The 24th of January, we're sat here recording this. Mm-hmm. He's been injured for a couple of weeks. That's why they wrote him off. At day one, allegedly. Mm-hmm. So could he be fit? I've got no idea. I'm going to Google it while you speak some words about Drew McIntyre.
I've got no idea either, but it seems like he's on like still on the downward trend from like his peak, which unfortunately came during the pandemic. Obviously, there was like no one to see him win the title at Mania. I feel like he's already had his Rumble moment, you know. I feel like it's not going to happen again.
Yeah. This is from Inside the Ropes, who have quoted PWI, actually. Mike Johnson has followed up with a new report giving a possible indication as to when the former... McIntyre is featured in an ad for the 25th of March SmackDown that will take place in Brooklyn. There we go. Maybe there's no chance of Drew McIntyre being there at all on Sunday. Where did that...
Maybe not. I don't know. It's like a NA, isn't it? It's like a non applicable.
Get him gone.
Yeah, I guess so.
Kevin Owens.
Middle for Owens, because he's always sneaky, isn't he? He's always thinking. He's an opportunist. And his involvement with Rollins, if we're playing like really far fetched fantasy booking here, could somehow like weasel his way into a higher spot in the Rumble or something, or a more favourable entrance number. I think middle, because he's been featured prominently on Raw. So,
I think the Friday Just Gone's episode of SmackDown, which we'll speak about on the Cultaholic Wrestling podcast.
Ah, and he was on SmackDown
today.
As well, yeah.
I think the way he was acting with Rollins, it came clear to me that he's using Rollins. He's using Rollins to get somewhere, and that somewhere could be a title of some sort.
I'd like that. I'd like that a lot. I like the common thread that's run throughout Owens' WWE career, which is that he always betrays his friends.
He's a prize fighter.
Yes.
So I reckon All Right is probably just about right. Maybe it could go a tier above, but I reckon we'll just wait and see. All Right is fine with me. Goldberg is on here.
I mean,
Could we have Goldberg versus Roman at WrestleMania?
Goldberg's going to last eliminate Bron Breakker to win the Royal Rumble. I wouldn't like to think so, but similar to what I said about Orton, I don't think it's outside of the realms of possibility, because WWE often just jam him in a spot at the top of the card, sometimes with a title.
That would go down like a lead balloon. I still like to think that Goldberg was slated to win at last year's Rumble against Drew, but he just saw the backlash happening and thought, hey, I'll just offer me services to Drew here and give him the win. Give him the rub of good old Billy G. Where do you reckon then? Tolerable tier?
Yeah, I think I love the tolerable tier. Everyone's getting in there.
It's a who's who of superstars, like Lashley, AJ Styles, Strowman, Reigns and Goldberg, all in the tolerable tier. All tolerable victories, potentially. Kofi Kingston's in there.
Well, he's got a bit of a storyline heading in, hasn't he? Because Woods is injured, so Kofi's like taking his place. And it's Kofi Kingston, so he's always going to do something in the Rumble. Hopefully he does something cool. But I don't think he's got much of a chance, though. I don't think he's... It sounds horrible to say. I don't think he's ever going to be in that spot again, which is sad because they didn't make the most of it. At least we'll always have Kofi Mania, but I don't think he's got much of a chance. I don't want to say tolerable again, but it might be.
Yeah, it's not completely beyond the realms of possibility. Kofi
is he virgin on? Is he virgin on the middle tier?
I would say that's too high. I reckon he's firmly tolerable tier.
Okay.
It would take Brock Lesnar being heel champion for me to get Kofi back up there, just to get his win back, potentially, for his revenge. But Brock is a long way away from being that, I reckon. I don't know what Brock would have to do to turn heel from what he is now. He's been very nice recently.
Mm-hmm.
Riddle.
Yeah, I agree. Riddle. Because it's hard when someone's in the tag division, isn't it?
I think they're on the way to breaking up. I reckon that WrestleMania match will be Riddle versus Orton this year.
They could break up in the Rumble match itself. I reckon is he on the same level as Orton in terms of likelihood?
In the All Right tier.
Yeah.
On the same, I reckon we push Kevin Owens up a tier, you know. I think Kevin Owens got more of a chance than Orton and Riddle. Next up, we have Montez Ford.
Oh, he's not got much of a chance, but I'm excited to see what he does.
Yeah, he's going to do something wacky.
I think so. I don't know. He's gonna be like in the Kofi role, isn't he? Where he's really athletic, so they're going to get him to jump high over something. Have you seen how high he can jump, Montez Ford?
He can jump really high, yeah.
But he can also have like really good. He did. Was it against Roman Reigns? He had a main event on SmackDown, and it was really good.
Yeah.
I'd like them to give him something. I don't want to put him intolerable, but I feel
like that's
where
he goes. You know.
Yeah, it might be where he is.
I can't see him winning, but you know, in years to come, it's definitely got to happen. It could happen. It definitely could happen. That's what
it should happen. Yeah.
Right then, so now we have one that I'm going to suggest we go get him gone, and that is Finn Balor, with the recent news that apparently he's going to fulfil this Jeff Hardy role of just putting over the talent of tomorrow. Of course, he lost with aplomb to Austin Theory on last week's Raw. He's not done anything for a while. It's not looking good for Finn Balor and WWE, I reckon.
No, it's really not. I can't think of anything that would save him from get him gone, really. Yeah, I think he's get him gone.
It's a sad story, but there we go. I'd like to see him get a run as a main eventer. A proper, just get him as a heel again. How can you watch him in NXT and not have him as a heel? On the main roster, at least once.
Yeah.
Omos. Now, I've got to ask the question. How can anyone get the big man over the top rope? That's the question we've been asking. No one ever did it at Big Show. Or Yokozuna. No one ever did it then.
No one ever. Big Show won every Rumble he was in.
Yes, he did.
I think, even though he's like clearly not the most polished, he's got to go second top tier for me because he's really tall. Yeah, but they're pushing him as well. He just beat Reggie. No one beats Reggie.
That was Reggie didn't get a look in there. Not a single move Reggie hit, which is no mean feat by Omos there. But yeah, I reckon second top tier would be another dark horse for the Rumble this year. John Cena's there next.
I mean,
I don't think he'll be there.
No, I don't think he'll be there either. So I'm hesitant to put him too high. But it's John Cena.
And so, you look at the two potential matches he could have. If we're going to say that Brock and Roman are going to be maybe the champions, would they have him against, well, John Cena against either of those two again so soon? I don't think they would.
No, I don't think they would either. Is he tolerable? Is John Cena tolerable?
John Cena is a tolerable potential winner of the Rumble of 2022. Damian Priest. Oof.
Ooh, interesting. They are pushing him.
He would have been a lot higher up for me if we did this tier list before last week's Raw. Because that loss, his first pinfall loss or something since NXT TakeOver New Year's Evil last year, came out of nowhere.
Who did he lose to again?
Oh my God, I've forgotten. Who the hell was it?
Oh no, he did, you're right. I can't.
Keep speaking.
Well, on the positive side for him, he was backstage asking Edge for Rumble advice. So he's got the tactics in his brain. I still think he's got a decent shout compared to a lot of the people on this list.
Kevin Owens, that's who it was.
It was Kevin. Oh, that's not too bad. But they didn't really make much of it. They didn't make much of a deal of it, though, did they? That it was his first clean loss, first pinfall
loss. He lost. Oh well.
It's either middle or what was the word instead of lovely, lovely? I'm so used to it the way we.
Very nice or all right? You got all right in the middle, then very nice just above it.
It's all right or very nice, and I don't know.
I reckon all right, me. I reckon just
because of that loss.
Yeah. Well, maybe not even that. I just can't see it. While he has been pushed very, very well over the past year or so, I can't see him winning the Rumble and going on to face either Bobby, maybe, or Brock or Roman, whoever going to be the champions.
He might be my favourite to accidentally eliminate himself in a rage, chasing after someone. Because the Damians come out, yeah.
Rollins?
No, don't think so. I've got a funny feeling. I don't know if Rollins mentioned maybe main event in the Royal Rumble or something, but I've got a feeling like that match is going to go on after the Royal Rumble, after the Men's Rumble. I don't know. I don't think Rollins. I think Rollins is similar to Roman. I don't think either of the people involved in that Universal title picture are going to maybe even feature in the Rumble.
Yep, I'm very much in agreement there. Where have we put Roman? Roman's in the tolerable tier. Could Rollins be the latest addition to the best tier in the history of tier lists? The tolerable tier.
I'd say so. I think so as well, yeah.
Right, there's four people left. Baron Corbin is one of them.
Okay.
Do you reckon for Baron Corbin?
That's really tricky.
It's not, is it?
It's not tricky, right?
Let's get him gone. Let's get him gone.
Yeah, it's tolerable. It's tolerable.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. No,
Baron and Madcap?
No, it's get him gone, isn't it? It's get him gone.
I don't know what else we say there. Just Baron Corbin's not going to win the Rumble this year, is he? Right.
He's been winning a lot, though.
He has, but he's not going to go for the title, is he, this year? Maybe next year, something like that. I don't know. Another big win in Vegas or something. Now, the final three, we'll do them in ascending order of how realistic it could be that they'll be there. So, first and foremost, we have Gunther.
He is meant to be there. I saw a report, I'm sure.
That is the other name, yeah.
Oh, sure. Was I not meant to say that?
No, you can't say it.
People will be interested. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's him and Bron Breakker, apparently, are the two names as we're sat here on Monday from NXT who are going to be there and potentially in the match. And I reckon he'll have a... it's a weird one because, as I mentioned this morning on the news video, if you see it from Monday, Matt Riddle's... when he was in NXT, he appeared in the Rumble, didn't he? And he lasted 40 seconds. That was his big main roster debut, kind of. I know it's a part of a Rumble, but that was the first time the main roster audience saw him, and it was 40 seconds long.
He had heat then. I don't know.
But it makes you wonder, like, some people from NXT get good showings, some get Matt Riddle showings in that instance.
I think wherever we've put Bron Breakker, we need to make sure he's below him, because I don't think he's as likely as Bron Breakker is.
So Bron Breakker's in very nice tier. That means that Gunther would have to be in all right tier, alongside the likes of Riddle, Damian Priest, Randy Orton and Gable Steveson.
Yeah, that sounds about right, I think.
Next up, in the Ascension, in the unrealistic stakes of who might be there on Sunday, we have The Fiend.
where do we put Strowman?
Strowman is in terrible tier for some reason.
The Fiend's got... Because of the Iconics, Ross. It was because of the Iconics. So I think by that same logic... The Fiend would... Imagine the pop for The Fiend.
Sorry to go Kevin Keegan like we always do, but I would love it if he won.
I would love it if he won as well, yeah.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Got to go to Seth Rollins away. I don't know what I'm saying here. And then finally, I don't know why we need to waste our oxygen by saying this, but Conor McGregor's on this one.
Oh, he's always on the odds as well near the bottom, isn't he? Do you ever scroll down to the bottom of like odds to see who's the least... It's always like Vince McMahon, Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
Grant Holt's always on there. I think... It's got to be get him gone.
Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Aye, there we go. If any complaints about who's on the tier and who is missing from the tier, send it to the person who made the tier. I won't say the name. You can find it at the bottom of the tier list itself if you're so inclined to find it on the Tier Maker website.
Thanks to the person who made the tier. I've had a lovely little time there.
It's a lovely little tier list. Aye, but there we go. Who do you reckon will win the Rumble?
Brock Lesnar. Who do you think will win the Rumble?
I'll save my prediction for the predictions video with myself and Andrew coming to the channel this coming week. Well, just before the Rumble, obviously. I think it might be Thursday when it gets published. We also have nine pitches for the Royal Rumble of 2022. Have you got yours written yet, Jack?
I don't. What day is that? On Wednesday we're shooting that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cheers. No, I'll get them written. I'll get them written down. Thank you.
Then we have all the usual content. Adam Pacitti will be doing a live stream as the Rumble's going on. Do you need a friend to watch the wrestling with? Watch it with Adam Pacitti live from his little room with the dog in the background. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Live on the YouTube channel. Then come Sunday, because of course the Rumble is on Saturday night this year, we will have What Happened At with Jack on the other side of the screen there. I'll be there with WTF. And then also we'll have the live review show with Tom Campbell and that little dingle prick, Andrew Hodkinson. That'll be on twitch.tv/cultaholic. I think that is all the content. No, live reactions. But cut down and edited with myself and Andrew on the couch. That'll be back because Boris has lifted restrictions and we can be in the same room once again. That'll be on the channel on Monday, I believe, since the Rumble's on Sunday. And they'll get edited on Sunday. We do a lot of videos. Please watch them all. Any closing remarks there?
No, that all sounds fantastic. I think you've covered everything.
Bloody hell.
What a wonderful... Oh, and everybody, leave your picks in that comment section down below. Go on.
We'll tell you if you're wrong. Like, you'll tell us that we're wrong. Yeah. I've been Gary YouTube. Join me another Gary YouTube. That is it for the latest tier list, Rank and Malarkey. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.